Please welcome to the program, Senator Chris Dodd. Senator! What advice do you have for the candidates, for Obama, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton? Do you have, is there anything in your mind? As a guy with a lot of experience.
A long vacation right now would be great, I think.
A long vacation?
That was Christopher Dodd on The Daily Show back in March. The senior senator from Connecticut tried to jumpstart his presidential campaign then, but honestly, it's never really chugged over about 10 miles per hour. So he did not take any vacation this holiday from campaigning. With 1 week to go until the Iowa caucus, tonight he'll be at a house party at the Hubble residence in Des Moines, John.
The Hubbles can really throw a house party.
Just in case you want to know, 6:45 is when the shindig starts, according to the website, so don't be late. On Christmas, his campaign threw an ice skating party for locals in Iowa. Dodd and his wife and his five-year-old and two-year-old spinning around the rink for over an hour. On Christmas Eve, they packed care packages for the troops with local Iowans. So some 1,250 miles away in Connecticut, do they miss him? The guy who's been their senator for 27 years? In our continuing series about hometown views of the candidates running for president, joining us from Connecticut is Mark Pazniokas from the Hartford Corner. I hope I got that right, Mark.
You got it exactly right.
All right, so do the folks in Connecticut miss Senator Dodd?
Well, they certainly think he should give it up. I mean, that's clear from some polling that's been done out here. He remains fairly popular here as their senator, but not as a presidential candidate. Even among Democrats, 68% want him to call it quits.
Now, in your years of reporting about Senator Dodd, how would you describe his relationships with the citizen of his state?
Senator Dodd, other than his first run, his first run for Congress in 1974, has had a string of very easy reelection campaigns. He went to the House in 1974 with that big post-Watergate class where the Democrats swept to power, and then he went to the Senate in 1980. And his closest race was his first one, where he had 56% of the vote. So he's had a very nice run here, and he's had an easy relationship with the voters.
Now, there's been a little bit of upheaval politically in Connecticut. You know, you have Joe Lieberman, who had that challenge from Ned Lamont, and then he became an independent. Lieberman did. Former Governor Rowland ended up in jail over a roofing scandal. Have any accusations of corruption ever been attached to the senator?
No, none whatsoever. I mean, the only criticism he's received has been from the right during the 1980s, because he's been very active in various Western Hemisphere affairs. That's one of his passions. He was called the senator from Nicaragua during one reelection campaign. But that's really been it. He, as you probably know, he's the son of a former senator. There has been a Dodd in Congress from Connecticut almost continuously since 1952.
Mark, when you mentioned his foreign policy experience, every time I hear the Clintons and the Obama camp debating over how much experience matters, I always wonder why that doesn't translate into more support for Senators Biden and Dodd, who have the most experience. Why do people think that the Dodd campaign hasn't taken off?
Well, and Dodd himself is puzzled and frustrated by that. I was in Iowa for a week in, earlier this month, and I asked him that. I said, when you and Biden are standing there at these debates, do you ever just look at each other and wonder, why not me? And he started laughing. He said, oh, absolutely. And he said, in fact, Joe Biden has been passing him notes during some of these debates, you know, critiquing some of the other candidates, saying so-and-so is over their head on this one. He would not say which candidates they were talking about. But at different times, you know, Dodd has made it clear that he thinks that among the first tier, that Edwards and Obama are over their heads. You know, that Edwards was a one-term senator. Obama is 3 years away from being an Illinois state senator. So absolutely. I mean, Dodd kind of scratches his head and just says, you know, why not me? But as far as why it hasn't clicked, you know, that's the $64,000 question, and I can't I can't give you the answer to that one.
So in terms of what's clicked back at home, if you ask the average person what were his biggest local achievements on behalf of the state, what would people say in Connecticut?
Probably the Family Medical Leave Act. It was he's been associated with children's and family issues for a long time, which is kind of ironic since he became a father very late in life. He was, I think, 57 when he and his wife had their first child. But the Family Medical Leave Act was something he pushed for through, I think it was three presidencies. It was vetoed twice, and finally when President Clinton took office, it was signed into law.
Go ahead, John.
Oh, thank you. You mentioned Dodd's children, and like Dennis Kucinich, he's one of the few candidates with a considerably younger spouse. How has the December-May thing affected his image back home in Connecticut? Has it hipped him up?
It certainly hasn't hurt him. I mean, he...
Well, he used to be kind of a ladies' man.
Yes, he
at
was.
At one point in his life.
Yeah, and he says his best friend in the Senate remains Ted Kennedy, and and during the 1980s, the two of them certainly had something of a playboy image. That's been well reported. And, you know, Dodd had some very high-profile girlfriends, including Bianca Jagger, and Carrie Fisher for a while. During the 84 Democratic Convention in San Francisco, there were two people kind of hovering around him, and it was kind of funny. I mean, one was the actress Margot Kidder, who came over and seemed to be, you know, stargazing at him. And the other one was Patrick Cadell, who was President Carter's pollster and kind of political guru. And it was interesting because Dodd clearly was being scouted then. You know, was he one of, you know, was he going to be part of that next crew of presidential candidates? And in 84, everybody, I think, at that convention knew that it wasn't going to happen with Fritz Mondale. So there were people kind of shopping around for candidates. And he was always mentioned back then as part of that potential next group in 88 with Dick Gephardt and Gary Hart. No, not Hart so much, but, you know, he was of that generation. He was 44
right
then, and it just never happened.
So maybe he feels his time has come now, not for presidency, maybe vice presidency.
The other mystery with Dodd is, why now? You know, he is not one of these guys who's been walking around with a blueprint for the presidency in his pocket for 20 years.
Hey, Mark, we got a roll. Okay. Mark Pazniokas from the Hartford Current. Thanks for sharing your reporting. This is the BPP.